I'm so excited. Welcome, everyone, to Your Path to Success Be Bold Telesummit 8. I am your host, Sherry K. Hoff, your Inspired Action Success Coach and transformational author of multiple books. I'm a frequent radio show guest and also am the host of my own podcast on iTunes. My mission is to inspire everyone to be bold in 2012 and live each day successfully and joyfully. You can find me on the web at www.lifeisjoyful.org. And I would like to officially welcome everyone. If this is your first telesummit with me, or if you have been a part of the last 7 events, this year the telesummit series is taking on a different format. Instead of having a new speaker each day for 2 weeks, I'm hosting 12 interviews throughout 2012, one each month. So you will get access to the downloads of each of these interviews for free. This is a completely free event. Each guest speaker brings something unique to the series to help you truly discover and live your path to success. 2012 kicks off my business theme of Be Bold. So what does it mean to be bold? Being bold to me means being great at achieving your dreams and goals, taking 100% responsibility for your dream, living fully each day with more peace, passion, energy, and joy, and doing and being what you were meant to do and be. If you'd like to get started being bold right away, please check out my success store at www.lifeisjoyful.org. And I also want to extend an invitation out to everyone that I am starting a new session of my Be the Inspiration group coaching program tomorrow night, and I still have a couple openings. So if you're interested, you can check this out at lifeisjoyful.org/GCLP.html. You can also find this information link in my success store. And I know my guest is very excited to share her topic tonight, create change by getting out of your own way. I just want to tell you a couple things about Bonnie Gortler. She is a stock market guru. Folks, this gal has seen everything in the money industry that you could possibly see. And she also has a phenomenal blog at www.bonniegortler.com. And she has created ebooks, like she has Twitter magic out if you want to get to know more about social media. And she also has a very new ebook coming out that she is going to tell you about tonight, and I'm really excited for that. But one of the most amazing things about Bonnie is that throughout this demanding career that she has had over I don't want to say how many decades, she has also lost 61 pounds. So this is a determined, successful, just wonderful woman, and I'm so excited to have you here. I'm pleased to introduce you to our guest speaker this evening, Bonnie Gortler. Bonnie, welcome. How are you this evening?
I'm very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was such a great introduction. And I do want to say hello, 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 Sherry, because that's what we said I would do. So I do want to wish everybody a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year, because it is early January. And I am honored to be your guest, Sherry, and it is my pleasure to be here. So I want to thank everybody for taking the time to be out on your day, out of your day, to be part of tonight. And my name is Bonnie Gortler. I am a stock market guru who's a multi-talented individual. I'm honest, loyal, and responsible. Financial fitness for 25 years was what I know best, and a challenge of the market has kept me thriving and alive on the outside, but I was in pain on the inside. I felt sad, angry, and numb after losing family and friends, one by one, to cancer. I did not understand why they were taken away from me. I spent years grieving, not expressing myself, and holding my feelings inside as I drowned myself in my work. A tragedy occurred, and in an instant, my life changed unexpectedly. My mother-in-law, who I love dearly, almost died right before my eyes. She She became paralyzed when all of her muscles in her body collapsed. She was only able to move her hands, speak, and nothing more. Everyone gave up on her, but she continued to fight for survival. Depression set in, an important message was given. Life is short. Live life to the fullest. Then a new world started for me, which included a home-based business. One geared to support my mother-in-law should have become necessary. My life as an entrepreneur began. Immediate success turned into immediate failure, which ultimately became the ultimate breakthrough for me. When I was asked, "Why are you so negative?" in that moment, I knew that the fearful, non-confident, stressed woman I was needed to change. But I did not know how. Through my corporate job, I learned an important lesson. Growth can take place by trusting someone, working hard, and embracing change. Hearing leaders speak with passion and confidence is when I realized how important personal development is. Negativity and stress had to go. Change was necessary. I explored the internet, networked in person, and by telephone, leaving my comfort zone. I chose to hire a coach based on an 8-minute conversation. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. Committing to my own personal growth had begun. The biggest gift that I received from coaching was having a person who communicated with me, who had patience, and held me accountable. I was inspired and challenged to grow, learning that there's more to life than fearing the world and keeping everything bottled up inside. The transformation ball was rolling. I began first by changing my words, attitude, and raising my level of awareness. I never gave up on myself, no matter how much pain I felt, as I would cut, shape, mold, and polish to find my inner voice. My coach suggested opening a Twitter account. My circle of influence expanded, and a huge shift took place. I blossomed into a passionate networker. I was intrigued by a trainer, and I learned that self-care is necessary. I found a mentor that inspired, supported, and believed in me more than I believed in myself. I realized that my newfound spirit would take over my fears. A huge challenge was ahead as I took baby steps to reach my new goals. I added journaling to my hobbies, which helped me let go of the past and the beliefs that were limiting me. I changed my vocabulary from I can't, I won't, and I fear to I can. I became an experienced weight loss champion, losing 61 pounds in September of 2009. Investing in my personal development has given me the confidence to realize that I can do anything I set my mind to. This is a universal lesson that pays high in dividends, so it is worth reminding yourself over and over again that you can do it, whatever it is, too.
Wow, that's such an amazing story, and I know you have experienced quite a change in your life over the last few years. So what made you know that you wanted to change in the first place?
I have a wonderful family and friends, but I was doing the same things day in and day out. I was engrossed in my work and living and breathing the stock market. I was obsessed with sports, fantasy baseball and football. I had trouble sleeping at night. I was full of fear. My confidence was shattered. My body was full of stress. I was fat. I was not strong, and I was out of shape. I couldn't even walk half a block without pain from my legs. So I wasn't living my life. I was living lives of people on my soap operas that I was watching. I started not to like the person who I was and realized the change was necessary. Life was short.
So many people feel fear when they make changes. So what were some of the fears you faced?
I have a quote that I really like on fear. So I'm just going to share that. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change the way you think about it. And I had to change my thoughts and change my way of thinking because I was so negative. So that's something that really I had to do, make changes. So I feared taking risks and getting out of my comfort zone, and I went networking. So I went in as a skincare representative because I couldn't get in as a portfolio manager. So I then did networking by day in the morning, just once a week, and then at night I came home and I found some networking by telephone. And I chose a coach in an 8-minute conversation, and her name is Kim Yan Zari, and I've been with her for quite a while, three years now. And I still remember typing the list from a questionnaire on fear. So I fear pain and failure. I fear learning who I was, defining myself as my work, the unknown, doing new things, making changes. I'll never forget when I was on Facebook after Twitter, and I didn't even go in under my own name. I was that afraid just to get out on the Internet, even after establishing Option Girl on Twitter. I didn't know what my family would think, my friends, if they would accept me, and if they'd like the change. I made mistakes. I wanted to be perfect. I had to learn perfection is out and that excellence is in. But to do your best, and that's always enough. And that's with some of the fears that I faced. And you got to feel the fear, but do it anyway. Do the action. That's really what it's about.
So the big question, how has your life changed since you first started this transformation?
I have another quote, and when you're content to be simply yourself and you don't compare or compete, everybody will respect you, from Lao Tzu. I'm eager to learn new things. I'm open. I have a lot more awareness. I was quite unaware of everything. I changed my language, my self-talk, from negative to positive, and now I have a winning mindset. And I smile, happier, much calmer person from inside. I worried about everything. Everything under the sun, Bonnie would worry about. And I had to learn 90% of the things that you worry about, they just don't happen. So when I fear something now, I kind of think of it more as a venture, creating change, doing something, new action. I'm more bold and brave and daring, and I have more confidence in myself. I have a blog, BonnieGaultler.com, for 2 years now. Something I really enjoy to do. I get up 5:30 in the morning to do it. I've been blogging 3 times a week for almost 2 years. I wrote an ebook, Twitter Magic, and that took me almost 8 months to write, paragraph to paragraph, because writing is not something that I did. And it took a lot of practice, a lot of patience, and especially from a mentor that I had, and something I'll never forget, and it's something I never imagined that I can do. And I have been working on a new ebook on wealth, and that'll take a few months, but that'll come out too, and I never imagined I could do that either. The bosses can write, but I never imagined that I could write one. Social media is a great thing. I have built amazing relationships all around the world, and part of that started by a tweet on Twitter by a trainer and life moderation coach, Gina Livings. In the past years, I tried to work with trainers at home. I always wanted to lose weight. That's something, I was always heavy, except for when I was a kid at about 16 and 10, but I was always heavier, but I was never successful. However, if you desire something in life, never give up. So I made a commitment to a lifestyle of health and well-being, and I have lost 61 pounds since September 09. And this is the biggest life-changing experience that I've had, and I've learned the importance of self-care through exercise, eating healthy, and taking care of my body. And to all of you who desire to lose weight and make a change to a path of health and well-being, don't wait till tomorrow. Start now. And one thing that I love to do is exercise. And I never exercised a minute ever. When I was 16 and I used to play fantasy, I used to play football and I used to run around with the boys. That's when I exercised. As an adult, I never exercised. And I was taught with my trainer, she's actually very patient with me, and Gina shared this with me, and I wanted to share this with all of you. It's important to set yourself up for success, to create goals that are real and possible, and do things in small steps. When you exercise, find something you enjoy. If you don't, you will not do it. A good place to start is choosing a suitable exercise program that is right for you, one that you are comfortable to do. You have to like what you're doing. You don't have to please anyone else but you. Visualize your own success. The past, you're not able to achieve your goal and lose weight before. Big deal. What matters is what you're going to do today and tomorrow to change your behavior, your attitude, and create a new habit. If someone else has done it, you can do it. It is possible. It's only impossible if you say it's impossible and you don't make the attempt. So do it. Do the action. And it really helps to have a coach that encourages, inspires, and is compassionate, dedicated, and keeps you accountable to move forward and take that action. Be responsible. Push through your barriers and pursue your goals. You can do it.
You know, one thing that I think a lot of people set weight loss goals at the beginning of the year, and one thing I notice is that, you know, it's 2012, and you say that you set this goal, and you've been working on this since 2009, and you have a 61-pound weight loss, which is amazing when you think of how many people have started dieting and lost 10 pounds and then gained it back and over and over and over again. But how did you keep going? Because 61 pounds is, you know, that's a slow, steady weight loss. And there are people out there who say, well, I want to lose 61 pounds in 3 months. And so what kept you going through? I'm sure you had plateaus. I'm sure you had time, you know, I don't know if you ever had a time where, you know, the scale bounced back again or.
Yes, I did.
What's your little piece that, you know, any little nugget to encourage other people?
The key is to not say that you're on a diet. Refuse to diet. Don't deprive yourself of anything. But you have to do it in small steps. And I didn't have a metabolism that was really fast. I mean, I had something that was really slow. So I changed what I would eat. I was lucky. I did not count calories. I wasn't told, don't do this, and you can't do this, and you can't eat this. I still ate pizza in the beginning. I had my chips. And I started with one thing. I stopped eating French fries. And I went from French fries, not eating, to cut back on pasta. I didn't worry about portions, but I started to learn about nutrition because I took a program, and I was taught about it. But I was taught slowly, and you got to be patient. Time, patience, and practice. And I would journal, and I would take measurements, and I was kept accountable for my actions. And I had plenty of opportunities to stop, not journal anymore, not write. To this day, I still journal every day what I eat in the mornings, afternoons, at nights. At work, there's so much junk food that's around and the pizzas and the bagels and, you know, whatever's around. But you need the discipline. You need the mind. It's the power in your mind. And that's important. And having someone out there to support and teach and you read, and I was reading about it, and again, I was practicing. I was very fortunate because my husband would cook, and he'd help me with that. Didn't matter that he wasn't watching his weight at the time. Sometimes I was challenged because if I was with the family, sometimes I had to walk away from the table. I couldn't look at the desserts. I couldn't be there. So it was a series of stages till all of a sudden that I really believed that I can do it. And when you believe you can do it and you set your mind, you just keep going. And that's what I did. And I'm still going because I have 6 more pounds to my weight loss goal that I made in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really, really wise advice. And I like, you know, the not counting calories, I'm sure, resonates with a lot of people because anything that's too hard, you know, maybe in terms of detail, you know, people lose their interest in that pretty fast. So, and from knowing you as I do, one thing that I know about you is that you didn't just have a quick fix in your life. You had a total lifestyle change and a whole new approach. I know, is this a good time to share one of your poems that you've written? And maybe tell the story about writing a poem for the first time.
Ooh. You want the poem now, huh? Writing a poem for the first time. That was another challenge by a coach. It was a homework assignment because when you do have coaches, and I do have quite a few, you have homework and you have to put in the work. And I had no idea that I could even write a poem, but I went, I like to say thank you on holiday time, and I like to send out gifts, and I like to write cards, and I'm actually part of a network marketing company, send out cards, so I like to put smiles on people's faces. So I, instead of using the program, I just said, okay, I'm going to write a poem. So I used poems on my cards that I wrote, and then I went to Aruba. And I wrote this poem, and I did want to say and share. So I call it Gratitude from My Heart by Bonnie Gauthier. 4 years ago, I realized change was a must. If I didn't do something different, life could have turned into a bust. The stock market, a huge part of my life, responsible for others' money, would have my body full of stress. Massage to the rescue. I'd feel better when my therapist friend, Diana Schaffert, would come to my address. My family and friends, I knew you were there. I understand my change was a challenge, but I knew you care. Successful I was, although unhealthy, unsure, and stuck. Through networking on the Internet, I found a diamond coach, Kimian Zari, who was worth every buck. I decided to hang with her on the diamond path. I would hang out in the diamond mind on Blog Talk Radio, and I would learn and laugh. Full of fear, no care for myself, I asked Kimian, how do you get rid of fear? With a compassionate voice, she responded, find spirit, and it will all disappear. My circle of influence grew. Personal development, spirit, and social media was in. Soap operas on TV, worry and fear would be less, while the telephone, computer, and homework would begin. An inspiring new leader, Deb Mullen, I would find. I was surprised someone would share her wisdom with me and be so kind. I would tweet and retweet on Twitter, put smile on people's faces. All of a sudden, I would discover new people and new places. Finding a mentor, Dee Harris, who was compassionate, confident, and believed in me. A web page was designed, BonnieGauthier.com, the option girl, a blogger was to be. Challenges were there as I learned to write. Work was to be done, but a challenge to stay up late at night. I was intrigued by Gina Living's a trainer on Twitter, whose words inspired me. A free trial for a week, I would be worthy to take a chance on my well-being to see. Inspired Wellness, a new program for health, I would become skilled at like I am with wealth. Their guidance, compassion, and support was there for me as I was held accountable, stretching, shedding, and feeling the pain while wearing a mask. I would press on with the process, which was no simple task. More understanding and growth to be attained. It would get harder, but no quit inside with my feeling of desire. Each call with my coaches would bring out the fire. I completed my first weight loss program, and I was left to fly on my own. With doubt how much I had grown, I was grateful to be recommended to Pat Barone. My body was getting smaller, flexible and stronger. My emotions would bounce, high and low. Learning how to handle them took a little longer. Time, patience, and practice was the cure, until one day I would feel I could soar. New clothes, new attitude, new mindset, as my values would shine, and I would soon learn all would be fine. I was so surprised there could be someone else to trust as time had passed. Sherry K. Hoff came into my life. I would take action, be bold, brave, and daring, and have a blast. Journaling, exercising, studying, personal development was my routine. Being grateful, thankful, I would feel like a queen. Thank you to everybody that has inspired me. It's been amazing to be on a journey with people like you. My message to all, it's never too late, never give up on yourself. I've created change and believe you can too. Live life to the fullest, believe in yourself, persevere, smile, and care. It will work out, so don't you despair. Joy, success, happiness is a choice. It comes from within, so listen to your voice.
I'm surprised I got like a little teary-eyed listening to you share that, because it's just, well, first of all, it's just beautifully written. And when I think about how you talk about your writing and how, you know, feeling like you really weren't a creative person and then you create something like that. So you got to believe in yourself. I know you believe in yourself, but even more, because that poem is just so creative and really says so much and is so inspiring. And I really thank you for being willing to share that on the telesummit. And for people who are listening, this is a little bit of a different approach in how, you know, we're treating the telesummit this year, because you can all clearly see that Bonnie is so highly accomplished and has so much experience to offer, and I can't wait till we hear about her book. But the fact that she is willing to share her story and how she got there is amazing, because I just had a conversation with someone last week on a 20-minute free strategy session, and what we were talking about, she brought up the fact that so many successful people, you hear their really tough story, but you don't hear the part in between, like how did they get, you know, you hear the tough story and then you hear the success, but, you know, how did they get from that tough story to the success? And that's one thing that we're doing on the Telesummit in 2012 is offering that, so that, you know, if Bonnie can do it, if I can do it, if other people can do it, all of you can truly achieve your goals. And so we want you all to be bold, and we want you to be inspired, and we want you to believe in yourself. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I, you know, I'm dying to ask you, too, what was the hardest aspect of change?
Well, first I want to say thank you. It was a pleasure to share and giving me the opportunity. That took a lot out of me to write and took a lot out of me to say. So I'm just going to catch my breath here a second. sorry. Well, it was. That was a lot. It took a lot. So,
Why don't you catch your breath for a second here, and while you're doing that, I just want, for people who have recently joined you know, we had a lot of people on early and a lot of people coming on to the telesummit a couple minutes into it, and I'm still seeing my dashboard light up. So I just want to let everybody know this is the Your Path to Success telesummit. Be bold, telesummit 8. This is the 8th one. I'm really excited. I'm excited for the change in the series. We used to do 2 weeks of 12 experts, and now we're doing a year with 12 experts to give everybody time to integrate the learning and to continue the process throughout all of 2012. And I kind of like that it's 2012 and 12 experts, and we'll have one interview a month. So this is my guest, Bonnie Gortler, for people who have just joined us. And we will be giving you, if you missed some of the call, don't worry, because we will be sending out the recording download link to everyone as well. So, okay. Did you catch your breath, Bonnie?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, well, on Success Club, or you be the inspiration class, I take the notes and I sit back and I relax. So, yeah. I did. I caught my
now
breath.
Now that's my role. I get to relax and just listen.
You like that. I like that role.
I
think I'm going to join the role both ways, so it's nice. It's really nice. Well, I have a quote again on, I believe your question was, what was the hardest aspect of change? And
yeah.
I really like to read Dr. Wayne Dyer. So I believe if you can reshape your thinking so that you never have to think in negatives again, you and only you choose your thoughts. And I believe in mindset, and I've been taught about mindset, and I had to change my thoughts. So the first thing was having courage to ask for help and to trust. And you did mention it before, but I changed many things all at once. So it was pretty shocking to my family and friends, and they've had a hard time adjusting. I had a hard time adjusting at first, and sometimes I even wondered, should I give up on myself? Should I turn back? Should I go back to who I was? And when I would think about it, I just couldn't do it. I had to keep going, so I did. Balancing home life and work, that was sometimes very overwhelming. I had to learn to be patient with myself, and I'm still learning that. I'm also very hard on myself, so I still have that to learn. When you hit a plateau, when I was on weight loss, I remember one of them, it must have been like 2 months. I couldn't lose a pound, but thank goodness I had listened and done measurements instead. So I knew I was losing inches, and I watched my clothes get smaller. But I still remember a call, and you had it with Crystal Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an afternoon call at lunch, and I had made an intention that I would get through that plateau. And I did. It didn't take more than a few days, and I changed my thoughts, and I was re-energized from that call. I'll never forget it. And then I moved to the next lesson. Multitasking is something that is just a huge aspect of change, because it's something that I had to do 8 things at once, 6 things at once, 5 things at once. I mean, I would delegate to a lot of people at my job. I have now learned it's not as effective that you complete one thing at a time. And that's a good lesson, and most people don't do that, but it's something that if you can get used to it and make the change, it's a good change to make. Sleep. Is anybody on the line not sleep? Well, I would hear how important sleep is, and I said, no, I would resist, and whatever you resist persists. And it's just now that I'm really working on getting more sleep. I mean, this past month, so I've lived with a lot less sleep, but I can see the difference. And it does help in weight loss, too, when you get more sleep. And I find emotions was very challenging and a hard aspect of change. To express your feelings, and at first you have to feel them. So that was a few, and releasing the past, learning how to relax, and learning that I'm responsible for everything that happens in life.
So what advice do you have for other professionals who feel like they may be in a rut?
First thing you got to do is believe in yourself. You are worthy. Be open, honest. Do not be afraid of the truth of who you are. You're going to make good decisions in life. Some are good, some are not so good, but you always have a choice. Your circle of influence is so important. Choose people to be around that lift you up and make you feel good. You can do anything that you put your mind to. Have a positive mindset. How you see things is your perspective. Don't be guilty. If you don't like something, you are in control. Change it. It's up to you. And mistakes will happen. Don't be afraid to go out of your comfort zone. Take action. Do new things. Be adventurous. Just start. The rest will take care of itself. Get a coach. There's so many great ones, so many different specialties out there. And create a healthy lifestyle. Take time for you. Make a difference to others. Like I say on Twitter, kindness is a rare gift to yourself, but you matter. There's times that you're going to fall, but get back up. Persevere. Never give up on your dreams. It's never too late to create a change. Create change by getting out of your own way.
So you have, you know that I'm a fan of acronyms, and of course I have my Diebold acronym, and last year I had my Inspire acronym, and you have a really interesting acronym that you've come up with, and it's called RISC. Can you share that with us? And I also know that you've got some really solid ideas for people regarding their money, because you are the money guru.
I believe risk, that's key. It's key to building your wealth as an individual, and it is the key to running other people's money as well. So risk, I do have the acronym, and R is for review and write down your financial plan. I is for invest wisely, consistently, and take action with your goals in mind. S is for safety, capital preservation. And K is the three Ks. Knowledge is power, know the trend of the market, and kindness. So I'll just share a little bit about them. So R is review and write down your financial plan. Write your financial plan on paper. Make goals. You will have a better chance of making it happen. Reap the rewards of building wealth. Everyone has a different risk tolerance as different situations exist in life. Some of you are just beginning to build a sum of money and still have your entire life ahead of you. Therefore, you have a greater ability to replace capital if lost. And I always remember when in the 80s, I was robbed, and they took our jewelry, they took TVs, they got into our apartment, and the insurance company sent us a check for $6,000. And I took that $6,000, and my husband and I decided we're not going to replace all those material things. We said we're going to invest it. And that $6,000 we turned into a down payment for a house. So bad things can happen in life, and they can turn into good things too, because without that, I would have never had any money to invest. I wouldn't have learned how to do some of the stuff on my own, and we wouldn't have had the down payment on the house. also gaining fear because I was robbed, but I learned to get through that. So it's very important to know where you are. Are you in the beginning of your situation in life, or are you at a point where others are no longer working, you're retired, you're living off the money that you have, that you save for your entire life, no matter what circumstances you're in? Your risk tolerance needs to be established and acknowledged when investing. So I got a little sidetracked, so sorry about that. I is for invest wisely.
Sorry, though.
Okay. Consistently. And take action with your goals in mind. Do you want to take responsibility for your long and short-term financial needs yourself by starting right now? Diversify. You'll have the ability to increase your wealth, but don't have your eggs in one basket. Be informed, prepared, be aware of the market climate. If you're not sleeping at night and you're that uncomfortable and you're worried about your investments, then you need to evaluate and create a new plan. Being conservative, not aggressive, that doesn't mean you're going to make less money. And there's so many tools now on the web to track your money, to create a discipline, to monitor and follow your money. You've got to take action. You have choices. You have to follow your investments. S for safety, capital preservation. That's my number one. Be prepared to control your losses. Make this a step of reviewing your financial plan. Is your investment for the short or long term? You've got to avoid loss whenever possible. It's more important not to lose than it is to win. Safety and capital preservation is the solution. If you practice this principle consistently and minimize loss, you can create wealth and meet the goals that you desire. K. The three K's. Knowledge is power. Listen, observe, and ask questions. If something looks too good, there's a reason why. Know the trend of the market. Is the trend up or down? The trend is your friend. You'll love bull markets, but bear markets, as we know, oh, they're not fun at all. Know your investments. Do they match your lifestyle needs? Where is your portfolio invested? What are the costs, some fees, expenses? They're hidden in little print. Be aware. Kindness. Control your own destiny. Be kind to yourself. Not every investment or trade that you make is going to be a winner. I have to repeat that one to myself over and over. So that's my acronym on risk. That's in my book.
So, what are some good practices to follow?
Well, you never be realistic. If the market's down 10%, don't expect to make a profit of 10 or 20. Pay attention to your portfolio. Follow your investments. Look at your statements. There are so many people that do not look at your statements. They have no clue. They don't know what they're in. They don't know who's running their money and what they're doing. So that is very important. Look at those statements. Pay attention. You never go broke taking a profit. Never look back. It's okay to leave something on the table for someone else. Make the correct choice consistently. You won't be right all the time. Do not try to pick the top or the bottom of the market. We all love to do that. Take small losses. Avoid losses if you can. Let your profits run. Most people will take their profits off the table, though they won't let them run. But if they have a loss, oh, nobody can pull the trigger for that loss. Oh, I have to take a 5% loss, a 2% loss? Oh, no. They'd rather take a 50% loss or watch the stock go from $5 down to $1 and just leave it, and then it just goes nowhere. Make sure you're looking at more than just the performance. Do your research. Choose strategies that are good for you. Don't worry about someone else's. Money makes money. Compounding is a powerful tool. Your financial goals should change at different stages of life. There's a time that you're going to be conservative, time you'll be moderate, or you can be aggressive. Know how many years you have to save to invest. Put away as much money as you can early. Money will make money. Know if you're investing for the short or long term. Take notice of how much you're spending. I have to do that sometimes. Maybe we all do. Can you cut down on your spending anywhere and put the money aside to build or add to your base? If you can do that and not have that cup of coffee or go to Dunkin' Donuts, make it at home and add it to how you're saving, you're going to be surprised how much that money is going to earn over the years that you're just throwing away as you enjoy that latte or Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee. Pay off all that high interest debt, the credit cards, check the rates. People still pay 13%, 15%, 10%. Whatever high rate you owe on debt, you can spend that on other money that you need. Find a way, see if you can transfer the balance. It's just you're giving a gift to somewhere else, and it's not a good gift. You can do much better. You don't have to pay 13% on your money. And if you're one day late, they're going to clip you for 35%, and in most of these companies, they will not give you another shot. So you've really got to follow that card. If you have any kind of debt on that card, you've got to pay attention to that. That's a first, because you're going to pay big penalties. Spend less than you earn. Know the expenses and commissions of your investments before you make a purchase. And create a plan. Write it down. Look at it. Be honest with yourself. Do it to the best of your ability, and if you can't do it yourself, get help. Hire a registered investment advisor. That's just some tips.
Well, those are really good tips. And one question I have is that, what about the person, like you said, there are people who don't follow their money. What if they just, you know, are afraid? They don't look at their accounts. They have fear. I mean, there are people out there who just don't want to either face their debt or face their, or face losses, and so they just don't look at it. So what is your advice for these people on a way to, you know, get back on track but without totally beating themselves up?
That's a good question. Well, if they have a friend, someone who they can trust, you can talk to them. You can even the friends, I mean, they have people, some people don't manage the money by themselves, but they do have an advisor, they do have someone, talk to someone. They can read more, go, or even take a look at websites for information. They can call me. I can help them. Mm-hmm. But you want to face the fear. You really want to look, stop, because if you can stop it or slow it down, you can do something about it. You have that opportunity. So it's in anything that where you fear so much, that fear is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and you're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger in debt. So find a way to cut it and see how that works. Because don't stay miserable with it. There are things that can be done. There's other places, other sources maybe to make some more income that you can cut it back. Maybe you can transfer your debt from one place and go to another. Maybe there's someone out there that can help you. You just got to find them.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing this makes me think of is I know lots of people on this call, you know, if they've followed me for a while, they know that, you know, I spend a lot of time talking about mindset and energy and attraction and positive thinking. And when we have this energy about us that we're avoiding something, you know, we're not facing something, it's what it does is it creates this energy, I believe, of kind of a lack of respect of money. And so even if people are listening on the call and you're buried in debt and you feel like you don't see a way out, when you start to face it and you start looking at it and you start, you know, having the courage to do that, you've changed that respect dynamic and you change that energy dynamic and you open up, you know, to me it's like opening up the prosperity of the universe is to change that energy. Because if people are saying that they practice, you know, LOA, law of attraction principles, but they won't open their bills, you know, what that's saying is, you know, I believe I can attract these good things, but when it comes to money, no, I can't really attract that, because you have, if you're not opening your bills, you have fear around it, which, you know, drives away what you're trying to attract. So, you know, I know that's not anywhere in your stock market talk that you give to people. And I know there's, you know, you can't talk about any of that when it comes to, money, but I certainly see the connection and, you know, with conversations that I have with people about how you treat your money says a lot about how you treat everything in your life, you know, and it's not all, life isn't all about money, but the way that you handle those kinds of issues a lot of times is the way that people handle everything in their lives. So I really love all the tips that you shared with people. And people can find a lot of information on the Internet, too, can't they?
Yes, they can. I have a couple of sites that I can recommend to go to, and most of them are to go on finance or click on money or markets. Some of them are basic and some of them are a lot more in-depth. But Yahoo.com is really one of my favorites to go to finance and give you a market overview with earnings and events calendar, and you can get great information from Bloomberg.com, as a lot of us watch it on TV, 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I see that all night long, so, and especially over the years. MSN.com, also click on money. Google.com has excellent financials that can get on companies. The online brokerages such as Schwab, TD Ameritrade, and Fidelity also has great information, lots of reading material and other things on there. Also, preferredstocks.com, anybody interested in dividend-paying preferred stocks, there's info there. SeekingAlpha.com, CBSMarketWatch.com, and iShares.com for exchange-traded funds. I'm a big trader, love intraday market swings, love charts, and I like that site to find out what's going on in there. And a lot of information that's on there, and even Twitter and Facebook, a lot of the mutual fund companies are joining in there, and as soon as regulations are clearer, there's going to be total different things going on. So I'm very excited about that. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. So I know that you have some inspiring words that you want to share, you know, before we get to the end parts of our calls. So what's your message?
My message. Okay.
Yeah. Your never too late message that I love that you come up with.
Sure. It's never too late to make changes in life. If you have a never-give-up attitude, change is a process, thinking about it, preparing for action, and then taking the action. Just start. Believe you can get through any challenge. It takes time, patience, and perseverance. You have the strength, the courage inside. Follow your intuition and have a positive mindset. Feel the fire inside. You can do anything you set your mind to. If you think you can, you will. If you think you can't, you won't. Nothing is impossible. Anything is possible. Keep your dreams alive. They are in reach. Make them big. Anything is possible to achieve. Live life to the fullest and be the best you can be. Because if I can do it, you can.
Well, I just want to thank you, Bonnie, for sharing your remarkable story with us here today. And for people who are on the call, if you joined us late, this has been the kickoff of the Your Path to Success Be Bold Telesummit 8 series. You can visit Bonnie at www.bonniegortler.com. It's GORTLER.com. And you can visit me at lifeisjoyful.org. And if you want to explore being bold, you can click on my success store in the navigation menu. And remember, that as you kick off 2012, remember that every pursuit of a goal has a lull period. So if you feel like you aren't seeing results, know that as long as you keep pursuing, there is always progress, even if it is unseen at the moment. Believe. Believe in you. I do. If you have any questions, you can contact Bonnie through her website. You can contact me through my website. I have a contact tab in my navigation bar, and we're happy to take questions, and we'll get back to you if there's something that you want further clarification on. I just want to thank you so much. Thank you, Bonnie. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much, Bonnie. You really are one of those rare treasures in the world today. You really have a unique message and a great way of sharing it with everyone. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Well, I want to say goodbye to everyone, and we will see you on the Be Bold Telestimate series next month. Look for the recording download in your email within the next 24 hours. Take care, everybody, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.